Praise the Lord and good morning. This is Palm Sunday. And this is a day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And we've given you the Passover week. If you are watching us right now or watching us later, we have this on the website laid out, called the Passover week. And I try to do that every year to help us to understand what happens during this year, actually this week. Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now that we can briefly look at the Passover week and understand what took place on the week of your death and your resurrection. And I thank you right now for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit, Lord, as you look upon us, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you look upon the outline here, using the Bible as a timeline, we can know exactly what transpired during this week. Now, if you come from a Catholic background, or if you come like me from a Lutheran background, you know that everybody gets really excited about Friday. They call it Good Friday. And they have services and, you know, they teary-eyed and so on. They say, well, this is the day that Jesus was crucified. And that is a lie. It has been a lie for the last 1800 years. Jesus did not die on a Friday. Let's look upon what happened during this week. Sunday, and I'm not going to read the scriptures. There's going to be a study for you this week now as you think about Jesus. On Sunday, which is today, Palm Sunday, Jesus rides into Jerusalem. And that's when people are laying down palm branches and their clothing, and he rides in like a king. And they call him Hosanna, Hosanna. He went straight up to the temple, and you find in Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11, when he rides in, and then from verses 12 to 13, how he cleansed the temple. He simply drove out the money changers. And after that, in verses 14 to 16, he healed the sick. And in the evening, he went back to Bethany, which is about 2 miles east of Jerusalem, on the east slope of Olivet, Mount Olivet. Monday, on Easter week, we find in Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14, that's the morning he went back into Jerusalem and he cursed the fig tree. And all of us have read a story in Mark 11. And we haven't put it together in a timeline that this is a time when he came back on Monday knowing that this is the week he was going to die. After he had cursed the fig tree, the rest of the day was spent in a temple teaching. And we find here what he was teaching. The authority of Jesus. He talked about the two sons, the wicked talents, the marriage feast, the tax question, the resurrection, the great commandment about David's son. And then he spoke about the woes against the Pharisees. Matthew 23, 1 through 36. Leaving the temple, Jesus outlined the future. Now, Matthew chapter 24 was spoken as he left the temple that Monday. And he talked about the 10 virgins, the talents, the coming judgment, and then Judas, Monday night, contacts the authorities. and tell them I'm willing to sell Jesus. Tuesday. Now, here's what I would recommend to you, that this week, Monday, use these scriptures here and read them Monday and meditate upon it. And then Tuesday, go through the scripture for Tuesday. Tuesday morning, now they're coming back into Jerusalem. The disciples discovered a fig tree that had withered up, withered from the root, and they were amazed. And then back to Jerusalem and the Passover meal. This day on Tuesday, Jesus did not do any public teaching. He was finished. And in the evening, they ate the Passover meal. And after they'd finished the Passover meal, Jesus exposed Judas. And late that night, after they sung a hymn, they went to Gethsemane, the garden. And here, Tuesday night, the battle intensified for Jesus. He said he went to pray and he asked his disciples to stay with him. And he went a little further and prayed and drops of blood came upon his face as he prayed. And they were asleep. Twice he went back to them, but they couldn't help him out. And there was a battle when Jesus said, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours. And late that night, probably after midnight, here comes the guards from the high priest. Notice now, these were not Roman soldiers, but these were Jewish soldiers. And they came and arrested him. And it is amazing that goon squads always arrest people during the night. They can't take the light. If you look upon a Soviet Union, arrest always took place between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Same thing in Nazi Germany. There's something about dictators, they don't like to work in the daytime. They like to work when it's dark. And they arrested him. And all his disciples forsook him. Can you imagine our Jesus? Tuesday night, they bound him with some ropes. He could have simply have angels come down and just tore the rope up and killed all of them. But he didn't resist. And then he was taken to the court of the Jews. At that court, probably 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, they were spitting at him. They plucked his beard out. And they went up and simply hit him on the face and said, prophesy who hit you. And you can imagine the temptation for Jesus to simply say, I'm out of here. I'm going to cream these guys. But he didn't do that. He loved us too much. It must have been hard. The last thing, Tuesday morning, in the morning of Tuesday and Wednesday morning, to see Peter, the guy that said, Jesus, I will always be with you. It doesn't matter what you do, I'll be with you. And then here Peter says, I don't know that man. I don't know that man. I curse it. Then Jesus looked at him a third time. And Peter saw it, went out and wept. They've all gone. Imagine this night being up all night, badly beaten. 6 o'clock Wednesday morning, they took him to Pilate. And while he was there, Judas committed suicide. And that morning, Jesus was tried in the Roman court. And they mocked him. Pilate, Pontius Pilate, and others. And then, about mid-morning, Jesus was sentenced and whipped. Probably about 10 o'clock that morning, they took him into the guard station, took his robe off, and he got 39 lashes. The way the Romans did it was this, that they would have a whip that was about 9 feet long, had several strands, and then their robes were tied in pieces of metal or glass. And they would start putting the first whip about where the neck is. And then they would work themselves down all the way down to the feet. And after 39 lashes, there was not a piece of skin left on the back of a person. It was one big bloody mass. You can imagine the blood that Jesus lost at the beating. Now, the Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed. When we ask God for healing, we should remember that it cost him severely. Can you imagine 39 lashes? And after they gave him that, they put a crown of thorn upon him. They sent him off to Calvary. And there, on the way up to Calvary. Now, again, we have wrong pictures. The way crucifixion was done was not, if you look at the cross here, it was not that they had a full cross with a bar. They simply have the crossbar was the only thing they gave to the person. Because the middle post was already sitting on the ground. This is where they did all the executions. But can you imagine now, Jesus having been beaten as severely, given a large cross piece, and then walking all the way out to Jerusalem. And the Bible says he stumbled and fell. And they compelled the man to carry the cross piece. And then he came to Calvary. When the stripes were laid upon him, every disease from Adam and Eve to the last person living was put into Jesus' body. When Jesus stumbled on those streets going to Calvary, he had leprosy, he had cancer, arthritis, every sickness you can imagine, AIDS, venereal diseases, every disease that exists for human beings was laid upon him. He was the sickest man this world have ever seen. He was weakened, sick, and lonely when they took him to the cross. Actually, they laid him down and nailed him to the cross piece and then put him up and nailed his feet. Wednesday at noon was a time that he hung Jesus on the cross. If you want to celebrate this week, Wednesday is a time to think about his death. He hung there for 3 hours. Normally, it would take a crucified person about 2 to 3 days to die. As you would hang in there like this, and the pain in the feet and the hands, you would sag down, and then you couldn't breathe, and you had to get back up again. And that is the most agonizing death a person can do. Slowly being choked to death. 3 o'clock that afternoon, Jesus said, "It is finished." Prior to that, he had cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Because at that time, God simply removed his presence from Jesus. And all the wrath of God was laid upon him at that time. All the wrath was laid upon him. When God judged you and me, he judged Jesus. Every sin was judged. Every sin was laid upon him. And then he gave up the ghost. The soldiers came, and they didn't want any people up on an execution place over the Passover. And they went to the other men, and they broke their bones, which meant that they could not heave up and down, and they would simply suffocate in just a few minutes. They came to Jesus and found he was dead, and they took his spear and stuck in his side, and blood and water came out. And they were amazed he had died after 3 hours. And then Jesus was buried. His spirit went to paradise. He told a thief, "Today you're going to be with me in paradise." And he was buried in the grave. By his stripes, sickness was dealt with. By his blood, sin was dealt with. And Jesus was faithful. When you go to bed Wednesday night, think about, that's the night that Jesus was in the grave. The Bible says 3 days and three nights. There's no way that you can have somebody buried Friday night and rise up Sunday morning. That's not 3 days and three nights. And all I'm teaching you here is in the Bible. I'm not using any other books. Anyone could figure this out. But you know, most people don't read the Bible. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Jewish day begins and ends at 6 p.m. in the evening. Not midnight like ours. Jesus had gone to paradise, and Jesus stayed here for 3 days and nights. And the Hebrew word for the place of the dead is Sheol. It consisted of two compartments. Jesus was not tormented when he was in paradise. He was preaching. He went into hell. He was preaching also in paradise, saying, "It is done." The body of Jesus was in a grave from Wednesday night through Saturday. And the Hebrew day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., 24 hours. Now comes Sunday. The Bible says early in the morning. Now, what is early in the morning? Well, 6 o'clock is early in the morning in the Hebrew language. And it is also for the Romans. We do not know when Jesus rose, because it says that when the women came to the grave, he was already gone. We know this, he rose sometime between 6 o'clock Saturday night and 6 o'clock Sunday morning. He rose. The same spirit that raised up Christ also dwells in us. And that day, Jesus went to heaven to present his blood. Remember that Mary wanted to touch him. And Jesus said, "You can't touch me now because I haven't been to the Father yet." But 7 days later, he said, "You can touch me." And here's what happened. Jesus ascended up into heaven with his blood, walked into the holiest of holy that Sunday morning. Actually, not after this, it was after Sunday. And said to the Father, here's my blood. And God looked upon that blood. And he said, I accept it. The atonement is finished. He then returned to the earth to deal with the devils. You find in Colossians 2:14. Jesus stood in Jerusalem. And the devil was summoned. Every fallen angel, every demon was summoned. It was a cloud as black as it could be, like a black cloud of flies. And then Jesus simply said, Lucifer, bow your knees. His ugly face, red eyes, if I can use that term, hairy, ugly body, knelt. And he had to say, Jesus is Lord. And then all the demons had to bow and say, Jesus is Lord. And then we had 40 days before the resurrection, until from resurrection to the ascension. Jesus stayed on earth for 40 days, talked with his disciples, taught them, spent time with them. And then you will find that Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. John 21:12. And then in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 9, he ascended to heaven. 40 days later, or 50 days after the Passover. Pentecost means 50. And then Jesus cleaned out paradise. You find it in Ephesians 4:8. He took all the Old Testament saints out of paradise and brought them to heaven. And 7 days later, the Holy Ghost came, the day of Pentecost. Well, this is just a little outline I want to give you. And I hope that you're not running around with the Roman Catholic Church and getting into their thing, what they are doing on Fridays and so on. But take this week. Use this outline this week. And simply set aside, today you read what I had for Sunday. And then Monday you read what I had for Monday. And then you think about it. And you will have a much more greater understanding of your salvation and what Jesus really did for you and me. Praise God.